titled bastard's name, thought he had the right to touch any of the scholarship girls. Just because we're poor and he's not, and because Thomas couldn't ignore poor Angie's terrified face as Richard held her against the wall and groped her, and because when Thomas pulled Richard off Angie, Richard and his posse of thugs attacked him and beat the crap out of him. The principal had blamed Thomas. What a shock. Dr. Green did whatever the Linden family said because they were rich and white, and Thomas and Angie and I are not. And to make it all even worse, somehow Richard, or one of his crew, had gotten to Angie because she was denying Richard had even touched her. So they'd expelled Thomas. He'd worked so damn hard to look good to the colleges. He'd needed a scholarship or he wasn't going. Now, he'd have to go to his local high school. The expulsion on his permanent record. Would the colleges even want him after this? Richard Linden and those bully friends of his had stolen Thomas's future. She was going to make damn sure they didn't touch anything else of his. A blink sent the tears down her cheeks. "I'm going with you," she repeated. "It's just the band room. It's not dangerous. If you get caught, you'll be expelled right along with me." He cupped her jaw in his huge hand, gently swiping at her tears with his thumb. "I won't let that happen to you." "It shouldn't have happened to you. It's so unfair.